Okay, so we're up to Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes. The theme of this Perek, according to Mitzudos, is Elihu is explaining. Elihu is now in his third speech, is explaining to Eiv why he has been denied reward. According to the Mitzudos, the question that Elihu is coming to address is part of Eiv's complaint. Forget about the suffering, forget about all my losses. Let's focus on why has Hashem not rewarded me for my good deeds. I'm about to die, I've lived a good life, I've done a lot of good, and I don't see reward. Where's the reward? So Eiv here, so the theme of the parak is we're going to come to this, the point, the main point at this moment is, first of all, Hashem does not owe man reward. Hashem is the relationship between Hashem and man is not the relation between man and man. Man and man, if you give a person benefit, if you provide a service, or you provide him with benefit, he owes you. I've given you something, you owe me something in return. Whether it's money, whether it's recognition, there must be some form of compensation. That's not true with regard to man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man can do whatever he wants. He can do the greatest good deeds. He can do whatever he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolutely no obligation to reward man. There's nothing man can give Hashem that would Hashem would consider it. You've given me benefit, because the distance, the gap between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. There's no connection. Likewise, if a person does an avera, your person should not think foolishly. To think that he is causing Hashem harm. But what's important for our parak is, and therefore, if a person holds back from doing an avera, a person may be overcome with a passion to do an avera, and he overcomes that passion, he should not think, oh Hashem, I spared you the pain. My inclination, my tendency was to do an avera, I've overcome this nesoyon, and I've not done the avera, so I've spared you from harm. Therefore, you Hashem owe me. That's nonsense. The gap between man and Kadosh Baruch Hu is so great, Hashem is not impacted by our good deeds or by our averos. Period. So why then do we find in this world that Kadosh Baruch Hu continuously bestows reward to people who are good? That's a fact of life. It says in the Torah over and over. If you do good, it's always going to be reward. The answer is it's chesed. It's a bonus. Hashem's reward in this world is considered nothing more than a bonus. And now Elihu comes in for the kill. Therefore, since it's a bonus, it's not an entitlement, man has no right to demand, and the person does the slightest avera, or the slightest, if Hashem finds an excuse, he will withhold the bonus. What is the excuse that we're focusing on in this parak, at least according to the Mitzudos? Man's failure to protest evil. Man sees in this world wicked people do terrible things, and he's indifferent. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're indifferent to what I've instructed not to do. So you know what? I'm going to deny you your bonus. The bonus meaning the reward. So here he begins that point. The last few psukim we mentioned the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not owe man anything. There's nothing man can do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has any impact. Hashem owes man nothing. Everything Hashem does is a bonus. Now we come into the point of the man's failure to make a macha. Pasuk Tes Meirov Ashukim, due to the abundance of robbers, ashukim, people who are corrupt, people who rob and steal, yaziku, the innocent victims cry. We live in a world where the masses are victims. What? Yatzik? No, but yaziku. Okay, there are other words. There are many words that mean yaziku. In this context, means they cry out. Who is crying out? The victims are crying out. Why? They're crying out because of the abundance. Meirov ashukim. You have to read this expression backwards. Due to the fact that in this world, the world is dominated by an abundance of robbers, of oppressors, of tyrants. Yeshavu, the pasuk repeats itself, Yeshavu, these innocent people, they cry out, Mizroa Rabim, due to the power, the strength of the masses, the wicked, the innocent victims have no power to overcome the force of the masses. Let's look at pasuk tes in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David, where is this in the Mitzudos here? Pasuk Tes, Merov Onim, Ulazeh, therefore, it's continuing from Pasuk Ches, Kasha Yirbe Zaka Sashukim, when the cry of the Ashukim Ashukim literally means, I'm getting really all confused, the Ashukim means the oppressed, the victims. Okay, Merov Ashukim Yaziku. Okay, let's see. Olu Mitzudas. Ulezek Asher Yarbe Zakas Ashukim Asher Yaziku Osam Oshkehem. So the Ashukim means the victims. Okay, that's the victims, not the oppressors. But the word Ashukim automatically has the connotation that there are people out there who are doing the oppressing. So one more time, Lezed for Kasher Yirbe Zakas Ashukim. When the cry of the victims ascend, Asher Yaziku, why are they crying? Oysam Oshkehem, because the oppressors are causing them to cry. Shavosam Asher Yishavu, their cry which comes forth, Mizroa Rabim, from the force, the power of the masses, Asher Ya'ansum, the Koach Hazroa, which forces them to do things against their will through the power of their might. That's why they cry. Now, so what? So what they cry? What's the purpose of all this pasuk? Pasuk Yud, let's go to the next pasuk. Velo omar aye eloka osoi. And no one says, where is the God who has made me? No sein zimiros baloilo, those who give song at night. Okay, there are many perushim. Let's see the mitzudos. Pasuk v'lo yamar, ratzolaymer, hatzadik asher bohem. Among this group of victims, among the group of victims are tzadikim. Hanoisen b'fev zimna. Why are we calling this person? The mitzudos is explaining why are we calling the person here a tzaddik? Because he gives forth song at night. The word zimiros means song. It means praise to Hashem in this context. Balayla, the hester means secretly. The yechidi lo amar lezula. And one tzaddik does not say to the other, does not question Hashem's ways, Aye Eloka hoise oisi, where is God who made me? Ratzulaymar, Madua shikhas b'Hashem, why did Hashem forget us? B'loisishmer mitzvoisav, and this tzaddik one does not say to the other, why have you forgotten Hashem? You do not watch his mitzvos and oppress. So here, according to the mitzvot, we're leading into the theme of why does the tzaddik not make a macha? Okay, this is a very, very difficult interpretation. But what he's saying here is, V'loy Omar Ayeh. So here there are many people out there in the world, in the Pasuk Tes, that are oppressed, that are suffering at the hands of Rishoyim. And the tzaddik is among this group, where the tzaddik is an observer to what's taking place. And the tzaddik here makes a fateful mistake, V'loy Omar Ayeh. And the tzaddik does not say to the Rishohim, Aye Eloka Osoi, where is God? In other words, why are you doing this? Why are you behaving in such a terrible manner? Don't you realize that there is a God? Aye means Aye. Don't you have a conscious? Doesn't your conscience say to you, where is God? Meaning the greater picture here is, how dare you? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you do such a thing? Who is the one that makes this statement? The one that makes the statement is the Nosein Zemiros Balayla, the people who give forth song at night. That is a code for tzaddikim. The tzaddikim in this pasuk are being criticized for their failure to make a macha, to issue a complaint against the wicked people. Why are you oppressing the poor? They do not say to them that you should take note that there is a God, and you should say to yourself, Aye Eloka Osoy, where is God who made me? He's right here. It's a rhetorical question. Where is God? God is present. He's right here. Hashem is everywhere. And therefore, it's not proper for us to harm other people. The Noisein Zemiros Baloyla, these individuals who are tzaddikim, who are called people who give song at night, it's code for tzaddikim, they fail to make the statement to the Rishoyim. And that's why this process, the Pasuk Test continues, and that's why there are many people who are ashukim, and they cry out due to the sorrows that come upon them. Okay, let's see that. I want to reread again one more time the Metzudas Pasuk Yod. V'loy Omar Ayeh, Rotzulaymar. Hatzadik Asher Bohem. The Metzudas is reading the Pasuk backwards. The Tzadik that is in this group, Asher Bohem. Where do we find this Pasuk at Tzadik in Pasuk Yod? It's the end of the Pasuk. The people who are Noisein Befiv Zbiris Tashem Balayla, those people who give song in the middle of the night, which means they learn Torah or they sing Shira. In hiding, they're tzaddikim nistarim. So what's the problem? The yichidi behester v'yichidi kamo. They give smiros to Hashem at night behester v'yichidi in hiding and isolation. Loy omar lezulos. These tzaddikim fail to say to another, to say to the wicked people who are doing terrible things, ayei Eloka ho'ise oisi, where is the God who has made me? And what is the greater meaning of that, those words? Rotzulaymar, madua. They fail to give musar to the wicked people by saying to them, madua shochachto b'Hashem. Why have you forgotten Hashem? V'loisishma mitzvaysav. Why have you failed to guard Hashem's commandments? And why do you continue the sashayk reyach? Why do you continue to oppress your friend? They fail to do this. Now let's just go further. Pasuk, we'll come back to the Rashi in a few moments. Pasuk Gedalef, Malpeinu mi bahamos oretz. We can learn from the animals of the earth. Umeif hashamayim yach kimenu, and the birds of heavens can make us wise. The tzaddikim should say to the Rishoyim, if you have difficulty understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in Hashem's ways, just study nature. A person can come to a very high madrega through the study of science. Unfortunately, today that's not the trend. To create the greater the scientist, the greater degree of denial therein that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But over here, he's telling us that we can learn from the animals of the earth and from the birds of the heaven. We can become wise, and we can learn chokhmah. Okay, let's see the Metzudas Pasuk Yud Aleph. Malpeinu, Haloi Hamokim Lomad Osanu Das Yoiser Mibehemos Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taught us knowledge more than the animals of the earth. The Yoiser Mif HaShemayim Yichach Menu. The Im Bohem. And if we look at animals, we will discover Ein Miyashoik Mishel Re'ehu. Okay, now this is not 100%. Because we do know there are predators, exactly. But it means, generally speaking, on a much smaller scale. If we would be able genocide was never committed by a species of animals. Okay, it never happened. You know, there was never a Holocaust in this world where billions, millions of people were killed at the hands of a certain type of animal. Is that correct? That's what he seems to be saying. Obviously,
also, it could mean that within the same men.
Within the same men. They don't destroy each other.
They don't destroy each other.
Well, you don't find such a thing. Okay, there are predators. Well, you're saying one against another type. But within one type itself, we generally don't find a genocide. So if that's true when it comes to animals, al achas kama v'kama, how much it should be true for human beings. And if we do find one human being is devouring the other human being, then there's something fundamentally wrong. Let's see again those words, Malpeinu. Malpeinu comes from the Lashon Aluf, like the Aleph.
Or Ulpan.
Ulpan is a what's a good translation? A program? What's an ulpan? A teaching program? Malpenu. It means look at the Rash, the Mitzudo Sion, Kmo Mealpenu. Like after the Aleph. Aleph is Aleph Bina. It means to teach. Halayamokim Lama back to the stuff. Halayamokim Lama Sanu Das. Hashem has to the snail. Jyoshemi Behemos Arvitz. Yosemi Fashemayim Yachimenu. He has made us wiser than the birds in heaven. The Imbohem Ein Miyashek Michel Re'euf. It's true that among the animals, one does not oppress the other. Kol Shkein Ha'odam Shechonanu Hashem. Hashem has graciously bestowed knowledge. Okay, next pasuk. Let's go a few pasukim because the Rashi's mahalach is very different and very difficult. So I'll just try to keep on the same theme. What?
I thought this explanation is pretty.
Okay, but at least you know one thing. There's one very big maila about the mitzvahs. Even if his parish is a das yochid, right? His approach is very. At least we have it in front of us, and he explains his parish very well. He says he puts the words into the pasuk and explains his approach very clearly. Unfortunately, it's very a lot of the other mafarshim, Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, the Malbim, when they give an approach, it's very hard sometimes. They only give you bits and pieces. And the Malbim is more elaborate, but like a lot of the other Rishonim, when they give you a different mahalach in the psukim, they don't elaborate, and it's you have to really break your head and have a lot of other information in order to appreciate the approach, the mahalach they're giving you in the psukim. So that's why I'm very happy always to go to the mitzudos, because at least he explains what he's saying. This whole idea of the mitzudos is that the tzaddikim don't make a macha. No one else says it. Okay, go look in the art scroll and go look in the Rav Schwab and the art scroll.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't say it. It doesn't say exactly.
Putting words into the book.
Exactly.
He's putting words into
in a chanami. Okay, but at least he it's not totally out of context. He sees he there are what he's saying can be found. But let's see what he says. Pasik Yud Beis Shom there. Now, there means, we'll see in the Mitzvot, it means in this situation where tzaddikim fail to protest against the actions of Rishayim, Sham is a very difficult word according to the Mitzvot. He has a very hard time dealing with this word. Yitzaku, who is going to cry? The tzaddikim cry, V'lo yane, and Hashem does not answer. Okay, all the mefarshim they try to connect pasuk yudbeis to the animal kingdom. That among the animal kingdom there are crimes that are committed maybe from one min to the other, and the animals have no one to they, but that's not the way in the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs l'shitasa learns that in this situation pasuk yudbeis is not going back on pasuk yud aleph about the animal kingdom. It's going back on tzaddikim suffering under the hands of the oishkeim, under the oppressors. In this situation they cry. Hashem does not answer. Because of the arrogance of the wicked. And what? Therefore what? And the Mitzvot adds in because the tzaddikim failed to make a macha, to issue a complaint against the arrogance of the Rishon. Okay, let's see that inside the Mitzvot. Sham Yitzaku. Right away the Mitzvot apologizes. Ratzoloimar. Whenever he says Ratzoloimar or the word Ko'imer, he means to say, I'm going to add in a paragraph where, into the invisible words, invisible paragraphs I'm putting into the Pasuk. Ratzoloimar. V'al, ki atzadik hamaskil yidoim be'esahi, due to the fact that the tzaddik that is wise, who knows better, and should have issued a complaint against the evil people when he had a chance, but chose to be silent at that time, v'loy micha berishay hadar, l'daber bam, to speak to them, kadvarim ho'ele, the words that we've said above in Pasuk Yud, they just should have said three words, ayei eloka osoy. Okay, that those three words summarize the complaint that tzaddik should have made at the time when he had a chance. Because the tzaddikim failed to give forth this complaint, l'chein, therefore, shom. Okay, hard translation. In this situation, in this matzav, where the tzaddikim failed to complain, b'mokim harashohim o'ele, in the place of these wicked people, yitzaku gam ha-tzaddikim, the tzaddikim will also cry, al michoivim v'lo yane, who will not answer? Lohem hamokoim Hashem will not answer their cries. Ki yaster panav, Hashem will hide his face. Bipnei, because of Gaon v'gavas haroim, for Hashem will hide his face from the arrogance and of the Rishoyim, haroim ha'oishkim. Why? Here he summarizes, here is the theme that we've discussed. Ki kol ha'gmul ba mitzad ha'chesed. The only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards a person is because kindness. It's out of pure kindness. Hashem does not owe man anything. Aval, kishayirbu Rishoyim, when the Rishoyim increase in number, in size, the hatzadik lo yimche biyadam, and the tzadik fails to complain, fails to protest, oz master panav, Hashem hides his face, mikulam yachar, from all of them together, Hashem distances himself, shows hester panim, v'lo yase od chesed af latzadik, does not do kindness with the tzadik, chi'ilu yoymar, is as if Elihu is now saying to Yoiv, Sha'akol bolo, the reason why he's suffering all these terrible things, al shelo micho kuroi berishe hadar. Okay, a whole new approach. Whole new theme that we have not learned until this point in time. The three friends, their major thrust was, Yoiv, you are a Baal Aveira. Hashem owes you. He owes you punishment because you've done sins. You're in denial. Here, Elihu is saying, no, Eve, you didn't do anything wrong. You're a tzaddik, you said olam. But your problem is, you did not protest this evil that is taking place in this world, and you could have used your influence to put an end to it. You chose not to. And therefore, Hashem is withholding his reward, and he's going to let you suffer at the hands of your oppressors, because he doesn't owe you anything anyway, and now he's going to hide himself because you lost the right to your bonus.
Just want to ask you a side point.
Yeah.
Why it says in Pasuk Tes, Yaziku with a Zion, and in Yud Tes it says with a Tzad.
What, say again?
Yaziku.
Yeah. It's the cry, yeah.
The cry. And Yud Bet is Titzaku with a Tzad.
Okay, that's not a cry. This poetic repetition, interchange, we use many words over and over throughout the Sefer. We keep on changing from one word to another word. Each word has a different connotation, but they basically mean the same thing. Okay, so this, so let's read one, let's read another pasuk. Let's go back and do the Rashis. Okay, but before we do the Rashis, let's review, because this is a very really in the middle, but let's just at least review what we've done over here so far. Pasuk Tes, I'll run to the Pesukim again very quickly, because it's a very unique approach, and when we see Rashi, we're going to see something entirely different. Pasuk Tes again, said according to the Mesudos, Merov Ashukim Yaziku, due to the abundance of wicked. Okay, Merov means the abundance of wicked people. After add that word in, the abundance of wicked people, Ashukim Yaziku, the oppressed cry out. Yeshavu, the oppressed cry, repetition, they cry Mizroya Rabim, from the power of the masses. Of the power of the masses, they refer to the Rasham. Why? Why do these tzaddikim? Here he explains, because v'loy amar, the tzaddik failed to say to the Rasha, Aye Eloka Osoi, where is God who made me? You should say this to yourself, and you should come to the realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is present, and what you're doing is not proper. Who should say this? The Noisim Zemiros, he's Baloilo, the Tzadikim, who gives song out at night in hiding. A Tzadik is a person that doesn't show off. And part of the complaint that the Tzadik should make to the Rasha, they should tell the Rasha, Malpenu Mi Bahamos Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed us by putting us in a world together with animals. By studying the animals, we can learn that just as one animal does not devour another, or human beings should not devour another. Hashem has made us even more wise than the birds. If birds don't devour one another, man should not. And because you have failed to protest, that's why Shom, in this situation, Yitzaku, the tzaddik will cry, v'lo yane, Hashem will not answer. Mibnei gon ro'im, Hashem will not answer when a person is suffering from the gon, the arrogance of the evildoers. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi, starting with Pasik Tes. Meroiv Ashukim. Due to the abundance of the abundance of wicked people, the Ashukim, The Ashukim, the victims cry, Shehem Oishkim, because the wicked are oppressed the poor. Yaziku es habriyos lefanav, the Shehem Oishkim, because they cause other people to suffer. Yaziku es habriyos lefanav, it causes the humanity, mankind, to cry before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yeshavu aniyim, and the poor cry, mizroya rabim ha'oishkim ha'isam. Okay, so far it pretty much seems to be the same thing as Mitzudos. V'loyomar harasha. Okay, so right away we're making a major shift. According to Rashi, the one that's v'loy omar is not the tzaddik. The Rasha does not say harasha. Ayei eloka oso osoy liyira mipanav. The reason why the oishkim continue to harm man, to swallow up one another, is because they have no yiras shamayim. They don't say to themselves, "Where is God who made me?" No sein zimiros. Now, what does this mean? Kamo zimiros over here means to prune. Rashi disagrees with Mitzudos. Does not mean song. It means to prune. It means to cut down. Kamo karmacholo sizmar shemachris es harashon balayla hakadosh baruch hu. Cuts down the wicked at night. So Laila doesn't mean you're going to give song in the middle of the night. It means Hashem will cut down the wicked in the middle of the night. Going, I'm Raphael, Vachaveirov, Umitzrayim, Vesancheriv. I'm Raphael during the time of Avraham Avinu, the four kings, the five kings that took place by Chatzi HaLaila. Mitzrayim was destroyed by Chatzi HaLaila, and Sancheriv was destroyed by Chatzi HaLaila. So now we go back to the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk mean? V'loy Omar, Ayei Eloka Osoy. Where is God? No saying, Zemiros Baloyla. The one who cuts down the wicked at night. In other words, they don't say, I don't really have clarity what this means. They don't acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore will cut them down. Even though the wicked have studied history, and they are aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past has obliterated the evil in the Rishoyim, the Rishoyim of this generation don't learn from the past. They don't believe that God is still present and it will still cut them down anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is no sein, Zemiros Balaylo. He is the one that, no sein here means, he acts to cut down the Rishoyim at night, but the Rishoyim of the current Rishoyim of this generation are in denial that the Nosein, Zemiros Baloyla, is active. It's active, he's retired, he disappeared, and therefore they have the chutzpah to say, Ayei Eloka Osoy, where is the God who has made me? Even though it's true that he in the past was a Nosein, Zemiros Baloyla, he was one that acted to cut down the evil in the middle of the night, but he has left us. He has retired. Ayei, where is he? He's gone. He's on vacation, and therefore I can do now whatever I want, and I'm not going to be held accountable. That is similarly what Rashi, the way Rashi is learning from the Pasuk. Then Pasuk Yud Aleph goes on to a new theme. Malpeinu mibahamos aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taught us, made us wiser than the animals of the aretz.
No, he has taught us wisdom.
Has taught us wisdom more mibahamos, more than the animals of the earth, and more, and has made us wiser than the other birds of heaven. Now, what does that have to do with anything according to Rashi? So Pasuk Yud Beis, Shom Yitzaku. Okay, so here, Ure'e and see, Asher Shom Tsoyakim Hoanim, Bibne Gon Ho'oishkim Oisam, V'hu Einoi Oine, and Hashem does not answer. So I'm not really clear how Rashi ties this into this pasuk. This is all still part, seemingly according to Rashi, as a continuation of the statement of the Rasha. The one that's speaking here is the Rasha, and the Rasha is saying that Hashem has made us wiser than the animals, and Shom Yitzaku v'lo yaneh, Ure'e Asher Shom Tzoyakim Ho'aniyim. There, the Aniyim cry out, "May Goon Ha'oishkem Oisam V'Hu Eino Oinen." He does not answer. Okay, I don't know. I really don't know what it means. Yeah, you have a suggestion what it means according to Rashi? I don't know.
Like it's all scrambled.
I don't know. Okay, let's go further in Pasuk Gimel. Ach Shav Lo Yishma Kel. The Shakai lo yishuren. Now here Elihu is giving Musar to Eliyahu Pasuk Gimel. Ach shav rotzol aymar. Im ki amok master pon of lepamim zel ki sheyirbu hapoishim poishim.
Even what? That the pasuk means what he's saying is continuing the Rasha. The Rasha who says Ayeru kaosai. He's sort of bringing a proof here. Look, we oppress all these people and nothing happens.
Okay.
Hashem doesn't come to their rescue, so to speak.
So what does it mean, Pasuk Yudaf? What is the connection between the animals? Hashem has made us wiser than the animals.
So we understand better, and still in awe, Hashem doesn't do anything.
Okay, that's what it means, so?
I don't know.
Hashem has made us wiser than the animals.
The word below. You take out below, and you have the continuation of the Rishonim speaking. You know, the challenge to the Tzadikim. But it's the below throws everything off because you don't know whose voice is speaking anymore, and that's
V'lo yad is Hashem. Hashem does not answer, even according to Rashi. Like Rasham Yitzaku, in this situation, people cry. V'lo yane, Hashem does not answer. So that goes to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a proof to our point that Kadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned, Hashem has abandoned the tzaddikim, has abandoned this world. The fact that we're able to oppress them and they cry and no one comes to their aid is a proof that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. He has disappeared from the scene.
Or maybe, when I
read this the first time, Rashi, I was thinking that maybe what it means, Shem, means in the animal world there are poor people that are oppressed. There are not people. There are victims. There are victims in the animal. They are predators, and we don't find anyone coming to their defense. Shem, there in the animal world, Yitzaku, there are victims. Sheep, right? Sheep are eaten up by lions or all different types of creatures. Are veloyane, and no one comes to their defense. So Rashi was saying, sham, there, what sham? In the animal world, tsayakim haniim, there are poor. Poor doesn't mean poor in money, it means they're weak. They're weak. There are predators, the power of the Oishkim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not assist. So if that's true for the animal world, why should we think that among human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold man accountable?
Yeah, but to the scribes, to offer to sheep and animals,
it's a little bit of a stretch. Yitzhak, why? You ever seen these documentaries and a life in the wild, what goes on? It's pretty scary. It's pretty brutal. How
it's
pretty
the natural state of affairs.
So, but it
bottom line, if that is the natural state of affairs,
okay, animals don't have pain. Like animals are. I don't know. So that's what I thought about it. Like he said, the reason why I didn't want to say that originally was because the word aniyim and the word oishkim is not exactly the vocabulary you would use when you're describing cruelty in the animal world. It's not really what you would expect. Maybe that's what it means. I don't know. Okay, let's go further. Ach shav lo yishma kel v'shakai lo yishirenu. Hashem does not listen to shav v'shakai lo yishirenu. Hashem does not see. Now, what does that mean according to the Mitzudos? Ach shav v'tzol emar im ki amokam master pon of lepamim. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu occasionally he hides his face. Zehu kishayir b'hapoyishim. That's when there are many wicked people. That tzadik lo micha bohem. Okay, this is the theme that he said before. Ach shav divrei ha'omer. Even though the Ein Echonami, it's true that Kadosh Baruch Hu will hide himself during times of history, when because Hashem is angry, that's the thing that make a macha. But someone that says shav divrei ha'omer asher bechol zman lo yishma kel, Elihu is continuing according to the Mitzudos. Elihu is the speaker in this pasuk to say that this is the norm is false. V'shakai to say v'shakai lo yire samasa asher yase ki be'emes, that's not so ki be'emes. Who Mashkiach Hu Bakoli sees everything. So the word Shav goes on the entire pasuk. Ach Shav, certainly Elihu says this statement is. You have to add a lot into the pasuk. You have to add into the pasuk that if for one to say that this is Hashem's hanhaga at all times to ignore the plight of the tzaddik, that is shav. To say that lo yishma kel, Hashem does not hear, v'shakai and Hashem lo yishurena, does not see, this ach shav is certainly false. Hashem always sees everything. Hashem hears everything. It's just that sometimes Hashem chooses to hide himself because the tzaddikim have failed to make a macha. Pasuk Yudalet, ach kisoma lo sishurenu, af certainly kisoma lo sishurenu, to say that Hashem does not see, din lefanov, it's not so. We'll see in a moment what this means. There is din lefanov. This is very powerful. These two words are very powerful words. They're telling the Eoif that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything within v'cheshbon, u'sicholelo, and the proper thing is to have hope in Hashem. Okay, let's see Pasuk Yudalet. Ah, af ki toimar, af she toimar at mul hamakom, even though you, Eoif, argue before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yisire es adam lashkiach bo kimasha omar, like what you have said back in the beginning of the Sefer, mo enoish, what is man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bother to look at him, vatifkidenu, that man should visit, should remember man, man is a nothing, v'nimshach mitzeh, and out as a result of such an approach, she'ein din lamala, you've suggested that there's no din v'cheshbon, vein makom l'sfila, and there's no point in davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinei lo kein hu. It's not true, it's not so. Ki yesh din lamala, there is din lamala, u'lezeh hispala lo, and therefore Elio advises Eoif to pray to Hashem. Ki atfila mo'eles, tfila helps, it works. Ki hoil sins v'lu mashkiach sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything. Mimele yesh din v'yesh mokom l'tfila, there's a din and there's a purpose in prayer. So Pasuk Yidal again will then read, af ki soma lo sishurenu, even though you, Eoif, have said numerous times that Hashem lo sishurenu does not see us, and therefore there's no purpose in praying, no purpose in having in any din v'cheshbon, hoping that there should be din v'cheshbon, I'm now coming to reject that notion and declare before you, Eov, din lefanav. It's not true. There is din v'cheshbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'secholel lo, and you should pray and hope to Hashem to remove you from your situation. Okay, Rashi says, ach shav lo yishma miyad. The Rashi, Pasuk of Gimel, says that shav, it's certainly to say that lo yishma, Hashem does not listen miyad. Okay, according to the Mitzudos, this meant, he meant to say is to say that Hashem continuously does not listen. Hashem occasionally makes believe that he does not listen. Occasionally makes believe he does not see. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at that tzaddikim for not making a macha. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes it all in, but he chooses for there to be a delay in his response. Lo yishma miyod, v'shakai lo yishurenu lihinok. Hashem does not see what's happening to take revenge miyad elamarich apo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is patient. So Hashem doesn't. It's shav to say lo yishma. So it's shav to say lo yishma miyad, and Hashem is patient. Ach shav lo yishma miyad. Right away, v'shaka lo yishrenu li nokeim miyod.
It's false to say that he's not listening, and the reason that you're saying he's not listening is because you don't see an immediate reaction.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Pasuk Yudalet, af ki toimar, kol shekein ato, certainly you, Eov, she'ein tzakoscha bo kiim al yodo, your cry is only coming ki im al yodo vi ata toimer vetizak ala shalot tishureno lisvakeach imo, and you cry out saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to argue with you, kolaymar oisam hakoivlim v'tzayakim, those who complain and cry, einoy mimahir la'anois, to them HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not quick to answer, v'ata titzach, and you cry shalot tishurenu, your cry is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not see what's happening, din lefanav devarecha sfarim I don't know what the Samach Aleph stands for. B'chol makom shehu, u'secholel v'kaveh l'tanchumim. You shall yearn for tanchumim. Okay, it's, I don't know exactly. It's something similar to what the Mitzvah seems to be saying. It's false to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point in time will listen and he will punish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are times of Hester upon him. And to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not see what you're doing, does not see your plight as false, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is Din V'cheshvan, and you should be mispiled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's pass it.
Not complain.
Okay. Pasuk tezvav yata ki ayin pakat apo v'lo yada bepach ma'o. Okay. Pasuk tezvav mitzudos yata v'af ki hu mashkiach. Now, even though he's mashkiach, aval ata kasha yibu rishon ve'ein miyomar yei eloka osei. Going back to what we said before, now because the tzaddik have failed to make a macha, lezed for a hasar ponov. The hystero the osa atzmo ki ilu loyada, the loyashkiach ban shehadarhahu, bavur ki nisrab ma'od hor resha, the ain machlim, the wickedness has reached a point, the ain machlim, the afat sadik lo yikabel ha chesed al ki lo micho. So this is a repetition of what he said before. Now ki ayin. Ayin means there is nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pokad apo, he has held back his anger. V'lo yada, he's made himself as if he does not know. B'pash me'od. Pash means an abundance. An abundance of wickedness. Each part of this pasuk, the Mitzvah is adding in a lot of pairs. Let's read it one more time with the words of the pasuk. V'ata is now. What's now? The Avki Hu Mashkiach, even though now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indeed he sees everything. Aval Ato Kasha Yibur Shom Ye'in Miyomar Ayei Eloka Osei Ki Alizeh His Hoser Ponov, he hides his face V'histiroi V'osa Atzmo Ki Ilu Lo Yoda. So Pokad, what is Pokad? Pokad Ki ayin seemingly means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has made himself like he doesn't exist. Now Hashem is ayin. He disappeared. He hid himself. Pokad apo. He has withheld his anger. He allows the Rishayim to exploit the poor. V'lo yada. He makes himself like he doesn't. Three expressions which seemingly mean the same thing. Ki ayin, he makes himself like he doesn't exist. Pokad apo, he has withheld his anger. V'lo yada, he makes himself like he does not aware. Why? The reason why this all is occurring is because bapash mo. The word bapash only this only place in the whole entire Tanakh it appears. Bapash miloshen of abundance. It's because there is an enormous amount of evil in the world.
Widespread.
Evil is widespread.
Words to that have this
patient right.
To spread
out. Okay, and the reason is because bapash me'od. It's widespread and it's tolerated. Being that vicious wickedness is tolerated, it's widespread. That is why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hides himself. He does not bring upon. He conceals himself. Let's read the Mitzvah for a third time. V'ata now, v'av ki hu mashkiach, even though he sees, aval ata, kasha yibu harishon, v'in miyomar ayei eloka oisoi, l'zeh, hosar ponaf, he hides in face. So that is a translation, v'osa atzmo ki ilu lo yoda, the hosar ponaf is similarly the translation of the word ki ayin. He makes believe he doesn't exist. The histiroi, and he conceals it. The osa atzmo ki'ilu lo yoda. That's the words v'lo yoda. V'lo yashkiach v'anshe hador hahu, and does not pay attention to what's happening to the people. Apo means his face, right? I'm sorry. Apo doesn't mean his anger, according to the Mitzudos. Apo means his ponim. He makes himself like he does not exist. He hides his face. V'lo yoda. He makes himself as if he does not know. Bavur. And now comes bapash. Bavur. Because kinisrabe meod horesha be'emachlim, the wickedness has increased to a point where there's no one has any shame. V'yav hatzadik, and here are the extra words that he's adding into the pasuk, that tzadik lo yikovel hachesed, does not lo yikabel hachesed, will not receive any kindness. Al ki lo yimicha, because he did not protest. Ki Rashi v'ata dalucha, you shall be aware. Ki ein hi pekidas zo solecha. You shall know that the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu has okay, I don't know exactly what he means. It means that you deserve a lot more than you're getting. Due to the abundance of your sin, Kadosh Baruch Hu has made himself like he does not know who you are. Pishtam, uchmo, tafusu, different words, kifosha hanega, pos hanega, that spread. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what Rashi means. Okay, the last pasuk of the parak is, the theme we've gone back, we had this many times in the parak is, the Eoiv, I mean, Malamit Tzchus, Elidus, the Malamit Tzchus, yeah?
I think what Rashi said, Rashi, I am the kid that Hashem it's on you, it's your fault.
Ki ayin hi pekida sos.
Olecho. That the absence of the pekida of the
punishment is on you.
It's your responsibility. In other words, you drove on one of stuff because of your sins.
Okay, all right. Oh, you know, we have one more pasuk to do, but I told you I'm going to truncate the shiur, so we'll stop here. We'll pick this up, the last pasuk, tomorrow. I don't want to break my word.